been good. It's been good. It's very exciting time just to get it acclimated to the system and getting into the routine of things. It's definitely a different atmosphere than college. The intensity is higher. The skill of the athletes are definitely, as we know, bigger, faster, stronger, you know. So getting to that adjustment within the first couple of days, it kind of takes you a while to get used to that motor of how things go.
From talking to Coach Allen afterwards, after practice, he sounded like this isn't too big for you. I mean, you know, sometimes a guy could come in and assess a late-round draft pick and maybe, whoa, you know, take a while to get going. But it seems like he said, you know, described you as a guy that seems like you're making a play a day and doing things to –
Well, definitely, you know, that's kind of what he's always been preaching is being a pro. And in order to be a pro, you got to come in and get acclimated to the system pretty fast. And that's from the mental part of it, the physical part of it, and then really understanding all the aspects and keys of the game, you know. So the adjustment is based on how you approach the situation. And I think I definitely have tried to approach it in a pro manner.
What do you think about playing inside in the slot? Do you have any experience there?
Yeah, I actually played in the slot my true freshman and sophomore year in college, and I played a little bit in my senior year. I think the slot is a lot more versatile of a position. I like it personally because you get to do a lot more than on the outside. You get to blitz more. You know, you're in the heart of the battle majority of the time, and you kind of get a little more leeway as far as help in different situations. You know, coverages kind of are played off of the nickel position or the inside position to help them. So you get to cheat a little more in the inside position, which is something that I like. I like to take a little bit of risk.
Have you interacted with the veteran players and how they've been in terms of showing you pointers? And
oh man, it's been good. You know, knowing a couple of vet players coming in already, it was easier for the transition to come on to me personally. I can't speak for every other rookie, but knowing them and getting adjusted to them, they kind of showed me a little bit of the ropes early on and in OTAs and in the off season. So I got to adjust to the system a lot quicker than normal was expected from a rookie, which is something that I like. Now I'm more comfortable around the vets.
When you have a guy like Charles Woodson on your team, who's 17 years in and seemed to have a wealth of information for you, do you utilize that resource
all the time, every day. Every day it's a different question, trying to get different notes, trying to get a different perspective of the game. Because when you're talking about a vet who's played the game that long, he sees the game in a different light than coming in as a rookie or a fifth-year guy, six-year guy. You know, he's been in the game so long that he sees the unnatural, you know, the unnormal that we might not see. So definitely try to pick his brain and get a lot of information that I might not pick up until my third or fourth year. So being able to have him there, I can pick up things a lot faster.
You mentioned a couple of guys, and I don't know Taiwan Jones. Who else do you know on this team from before?
Jones Drew. You know, same high school. Definitely familiar with the family, and you know, he's kind of actually took me under his wing in, as far as in the meeting rooms. And you know, what typically you see is offensive guys kind of stay with offensive guys, and defensive guys stay with defensive guys. But you know, he's really took me under his wing and showed me the ropes on, you know, how I should be attacking the game each and every day, playbook standpoint, punt return standpoint. You know, keep working and what I need to be doing to take care of my body. So that really gives me an edge on a lot of other people.
Did you come in with an expectation of what your rookie year would be like?
Not really. You know, I think the main goal coming in as rookie is to make the team. And that part of making the team is trying to help the team in all way possible. And for me, I think I can be utilized on the special teams and in the inside position as well, you know. But coming into every day knowing that I haven't earned anything and knowing that I have something to prove every day is what keeps me motivated and going.
When you came out of college, most of your accolades were as a return man. And you played well at corner as well. But even Dennis Allen, when they drafted you, said that we're looking at him as a return man. Could you have foreseen that so early on that you were going to be making some, you know, he was going to be talking about you in such a light as a corner?
Well, you know, I definitely tried to heart myself on playing the cornerback position. And I think the beauty of the college experience is that you get coaches who like to push you in a direction that you might not have thought you can go. And that's what my head coach did, Frank Solich. He pushed me into being a return man, and I had a chance to excel as well. And it kind of overshadowed my cornerback ability. So, you know, I definitely have the return abilities, but I think that has overshadowed my corner abilities as well. So I try to do both.
You heard anything about the De La Salle movie yet?
I did. I definitely did hear about the movie. I'm excited to see actually who they have playing the roles in the movie, because it'll be a memorable moment to bring back some of the experiences that I lived through and to see it in the movie. You know, I definitely get a kick out of that.
So this the part they picked out was when a year you were playing?
Well, I don't necessarily think it was when I was playing, but my older brother actually went there before Maurice Jones-Drew, you know, so I'm already familiar with how the movie kind of would seem from being able to watch my brother play and then some of Maurice Drew play and some of the other guys that went there. So I kind of have a gist of what I think it should seem like in a sense.